Wasted Love von City and Color. Und dahinter steckt Dallas Green, einer der bekanntesten Singer-Songwriter Kanadas. Seit 10 Jahren macht er Musik unter dem Namen City and Color. Damals war es noch so ein kleines Nebenprojekt seiner Band Alexis on Fire. Mittlerweile sagt Dallas, ach, dieses Ding, das war auch irgendwie eine Reise zu mir selbst. Normalerweise bastelt er immer allein in seinem Keller vor sich hin. Aber für die aktuelle Platte, da hat er seine Musikerkumpels, mit denen er sonst auf der Bühne steht, mit ins Boot geholt und hat gesagt, hier, euer ganzes Können sollt ihr in die Waagschale werfen und wir machen das jetzt zusammen. If I Should Go Before You ist die aktuelle Platte und mit der ist er auf großer Tour gerade unterwegs in Europa jetzt erstmal. Gestern war er in Hamburg, heute spielt er in Berlin und da freuen wir uns natürlich sehr, dass er hier zu Besuch ist. Im Huxleys wird er am Abend sein und jetzt bei Flux FM. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hi.
Hi.
You've got a great tour ahead, I saw on the internet. Is that a normal thing for you? You know, I mean, you played lots of shows in your life so far, but is this again a great feeling going on tour again?
Yes, especially when you have, when you're touring on a new record and you feel good about the new songs and wanting to get out and play them for people, it's sort of the thing I look forward to most. You know, mm-hmm. That's why I make records, so I can go out and play the songs for people.
And it's a special record because lots of music friends of yours worked with you on this for the first time a little bit as a team.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And we have now the whole team's back out on the road and it's sort of like a big family. Mm-hmm. So,
also seine Musiker, wie ich ja gerade schon erwähnt habe, sind auch wirklich mit ins Boot geholt worden. So before that you more or less worked alone on your songs and this is also a little bit new for you, having the others mit on board?
Yeah, a lot of the City and Color stuff in the past was really just a very solitary moment, you know, and I kind of would hold all of the songs very close to my chest and build them in my basement. And then when it was time to record them, I would enlist different people to help me. But this time around, I just sort of built the songs with my band. And it was a lot quicker and also a lot of fun.
And your basement is in Nashville?
Well, now it is, yes. But this was back, I used to do it all in Toronto, but now we put this new record together in Nashville. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you record also in Toronto back then when you...
Yeah, I would record in and around Toronto. But the last couple of times I've recorded, I've done it in Nashville and it's really fun.
And sitting in Nashville in your studio, what kind of things do you eat then other than in Toronto? You know, when you make a
what
pause.
Do we eat?
Yeah, when you need really something good.
Well, if you're
in
Nashville, you got to have hot chicken. That's mm-hmm. a thing. It's like very, it's not like chicken wings. It's just, it's Nashville hot chicken. It's its own thing. It's very spicy and delicious.
You get that delivered or you go with your friends?
Well, sometimes you'll go get it. Sometimes you get it ordered in, you know.
Okay.
Pizza. Mafiosa's pizza.
Mafiosi's?
Yeah.
Okay. Mafiosi's pizza in Nashville. We'll keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Okay, also, und er hat auch das erste Mal gesagt, bei dieser Platte, da produziere ich selber. So you're also the producer of the album.
Yes.
Is it the first time you're producing your own album?
I've co-produced every record I've made with different people, but this one was the one where, I kind of tried to, I guess, take the reins myself on it. Mm-hmm. But it was easy because just because of the trust that was built between myself and the band and Carl, who co-produced it and engineered it with me. And I think we were all shooting for the same goal. We were all, you know, none of us wanted to make a bad record or we're going to let each other make a bad record. So mm-hmm. it was mostly, I think, the biggest part of producing it was just getting this group of people together.
Mm-hmm. Also das Angenehme daran war, weil er jetzt auch das Produktionszepter in die Hand genommen hat, dass er Freunde um sich hatte und die ja auch eine tolle Platte fabrizieren wollten. Das war also ein riesiges Gemeinschaftsprojekt und das scheint ihm sehr gut gefallen zu haben. Und das bringt er jetzt eben auf große Tour. Wir wollen einen Song uns anhören. Den hat er zusammen mit Pink aufgenommen. Maybe some of the listeners don't know about the relationship to Pink. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it and how the record that you did together.
Yeah, well, we've been friends for a couple of years now, and I guess more than a couple of years now. And I had gone out and played some shows with her before, and we just sort of, you know, not jokingly talked about it, but said it would be nice to try and sing together one time because, you know, we both like each other and we both write songs and we both sing, so we might as well see if we can do it together. And I went down to visit her in California and we just made a record. It was probably the most beautiful experience I've ever had creating music because of it. It was just, there was no pressure. There was nothing. Nobody knew we were doing it. It was just two friends enjoying each other's company and we got to sing together, which is a wonderful thing.
Also ich glaube, sie haben sich über ihren Ehemann irgendwie kennengelernt und kennen sich schon seit Jahren, sagt er auch, mein Gott, wie so viele Jahre sind das mittlerweile? Und dann haben wir uns gegenseitig mal unterstützt bei einem Konzert und dann kam die Idee, warum eigentlich nicht mal zusammen Musik zu machen. You and Me heißt die gemeinsame Platte und da wollen wir gleich einen Song draus hören. When you say you didn't tell anyone about it, how were the reactions when the songs were ready?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was very surprising to a lot of people, you know. I mean, they knew, even the people closest to us knew that we were friends, but they didn't know that we would come up with that, you know. So I think it was nice to be able to sort of like take the record and play it for my friends and go, look what I did, you know.
Ja, klar. Das war natürlich für viele dann eine Überraschung. Viele wussten, sie sind schon befreundet, aber dass die auch noch zusammen musizieren, das war denen natürlich nicht klar. Wir hören jetzt ein Stück von You and Me, nämlich You and Me. Und danach gibt es einen Song live gespielt von Dallas Green für euch, alias City and Color, der heute Abend im Huxleys aufspielen wird mit seinen Kumpels. Und dann setzen wir euch gleich noch auf die Gästeliste bei Flux FM. You and Me, Dallas Green zusammen mit Pink. Die beiden haben eine Platte zusammen fabriziert mit ganz wunderbaren Songs, wie wir gerade hören konnten. Und einen haben wir euch gerade vorgespielt in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Dallas Green, der hinter City and Color steckt, spielt heute Abend in Berlin sein Konzert. Er ist auf großer Tour, stellt die aktuelle Platte vor, If I Should Go Before You. Und wir wollen euch gleich auch noch auf die Gästeliste setzen fürs Huxleys. So you're a specialist when it comes to writing love songs, I heard.
I guess. I mean, maybe some people would say that.
Yeah.
I just like writing songs about that thing, I think.
Yeah.
It just comes in, I don't know. It just seems easier to, like, that's what I, you know, I think there's certainties in life, you know, there's life and death. And I like writing about those. But I think in between that, you know, there's, most people hope to fall in love. Most people will fall in love. Most people will fall out of love. So it's something else. I think that always it's very relatable to not only myself, but to everybody else in the world. So.
Ja, also er kann wunderbare Liebessongs schreiben und sagt doch selber, ja gut, aber jeder will sich verlieben, jeder liebt und jeder hat mal so eben seine Probleme damit und natürlich gibt das Inspiration für neue Songs. Besonders seine Frau soll gesagt haben, jetzt musst du für die neue Platte auch mal einen Liebessong schreiben. So it was your wife who asked you to write one for the new record.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you have to write one because you're so good at it.
Well, she always reminds me that, you know, she's like, your fans like your love songs, so you should try and write, you know, some. And then I wrote If I Should Go Before You, the song, and she was like, well, that's a bit sad, isn't it? And I said, no, it's not. It's a song about a love so powerful that it would outlast death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So after eating some great Nashville chicken, you're sitting down and writing a love song. How does it work?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really?
It. Yeah, you eat chicken and then...
And then it's
done. Feel emotional and I want to write a sad song.
And people are standing in front of you when you're on stage and they're starting to cry. That's the biggest, it's a compliment for you. That might happen, doesn't it?
It does happen.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And it's weird.
Mm.
And I don't know how to deal with it. I don't look at the crowd much. I look up into the sky and close my eyes.
Yeah, but that's what happens.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. Ja, deshalb dann fangen die manchmal an zu weinen vor der Bühne, weil es so traurig ist, natürlich, weil es mitten ins Herz geht. Und dann weiß ich gar nicht, wie ich damit umgehen soll. Dann gucke ich irgendwie nach oben, aber nicht nach unten. Aber nun gut, er ist sich schon dessen bewusst, was er mit seinen Songs anrichtet und bewirkt. Und den Titelsong der aktuellen Platte, den spielt er euch jetzt. If I should go before you, Dallas Green will play this one live now for us and I'll give away the tickets now.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, also wenn ihr da jetzt hin wollt, dann 0302. Heute Abend im Huxley City and Color live auf der Bühne. Insgesamt fünf Musiker inklusive ihm. Ganz tolle Musiker sind das. Now maybe we should a little bit talk about shortly about the musicians that we have with you because they're so great musicians. Yeah. Tell us about your team.
Well, I've got Jack Lawrence playing bass and he's a beauty. And I've got a guy named Dante Schwebel playing guitar. He's from Texas and he's also a beauty. And then I've got two Canadians on stage with me, Doug McGregor on drums and Matt Kelly on, Matt Kelly's our whiz kid. He plays everything else. He's got a big station filled with instruments and he's he kind of just moves back and forth between keyboards and piano and organ and pedal steel guitar and
It's a bunch of guys. And before that, a fine creature, a blonde woman from England. Lucy Rose is your support act.
Yes, and she's
from Warwick.
She's so wonderful.
I know. She's a great girl.
Yeah.
Genau. Also, er hat auch noch eine tolle Vorband und Support. Da wird Lucy Rose dann für euch auf der Bühne stehen. Also ein ganz toller Konzertabend heute Abend im Huxley's 0302. Okay, Monsieur, play for us.
Okay.
Play for Flux FM. If I Should Go Before You, City and Color.
Please don't follow me into the sun.